Right.
And the
oh,
next
not
thing,
P&B listener representative?
The well, P&B. The next thing is take out the word P&B and
okay.
add directors. So it would
listener,
read...
Listener, sponsor, director, no.
Representative directors.
Listener.
Terry wrote.
Yeah.
Listener, sponsor, director, representative. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Terry, is that correct?
No. Representative isn't in there.
Oh, okay.
Listener, sponsor, well, it's not that after, it's before. Listener, sponsor, representative, directors.
That's what you put. Representative directors.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I believe that somewhere in the bylaws it has staff representative director.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but the word sponsored wasn't in it, so did you add that word? Because it just says listener representative.
Listener hyphen sponsor.
Representative
director.
Directors.
Oh,
right.
You're adding that then, because that wasn't there.
That was original.
I haven't got that written.
Now, does anyone have, do you have that language, Mary?
WPW
delegates
sponsor.
Election.
Yeah.
Well, listener, sponsor, yeah. Representative, directors.
Okay, those three changes.
Are there any objections to that change in the motion? All right, then we'll accept that.
Terry,
now, the time frame. Terry, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that I'll probably join the work group. Part of my concern is that the PMB might interfere with the workings of delegates' meetings, which it has only limited power to do. And I'm thinking that the way it can approach this is as a credentials challenge to director seating on the PMB.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that challenge, it could require satisfaction in the way of a new delegate election.
Mm-hmm.
That's something for the work group to think about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Madam Don Chair. White here.
Uh-huh. Ted?
Also, Terry, a question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don?
The
is this Don?
Don is right.
Don, okay, sorry.
Inasmuch as LSBs are committees of the PNB, couldn't it simply be the PNB injecting itself into investigating whether correct procedures were used in one of its subcommittees?
I can respond.
Yes, go ahead,
John. That's the reason delegates assemblies are separate from the LSBs. To prevent the PNB from interfering with director elections, which would create a self-selecting board. Delegates are not when they
I see,
delegates,
and functioning as delegates,
right?
Functioning as delegates in the election of PNB reps immunize them against
and,
that. Kind
and
of
and a good basis for a credentials challenge would be that a delegates meeting was not held at WPFW for the election.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna have to call tonight. This is Melinda from Houston.
Melinda, thanks for being here.
Well, gee, thanks, Melinda.
Okay, good night.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Good
bye-bye.
Luck. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, that clarifies it.
Yes,
so
it
we
does.
Would have to
amazing.
Find
thank
if you. That had occurred or not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, somebody just said, I know, but that's... I don't know how easy.
Well, are there any objections to this motion as it is presented and with the amendments that we agreed to?
I think it needs to be. This is Ted. May I speak?
Yes, Ted.
First of all, I would like to immediately address what Terry is saying about this meeting of delegates versus meeting of local station boards, and I would like him to post to me or to the entire committee the language in the bylaws that gives specificity to what he is suggesting, because I find it to be very I don't agree with him. Let's put it that way.
Okay, that's a simple way.
The second thing is I would like this motion to be reread in its now amended fashion. I've lost track of what all it says.
Mm-hmm. You want me to read it?
Yes,
I think
why
so.
Don't you?
Go ahead.
Move that the Elections Committee establish a working group to ascertain the facts surrounding the WPFW delegates election for listener sponsor representative directors, and if warranted, to develop a proposal for PNB action on this matter, be presented to the PNB at the next special or regular meeting.
To be presented.
There you go. To be presented to the PNB at the next special or regular meeting.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ted.
I think we should inject right in the middle of this, or in the beginning of this, the names of the people from this committee who will serve on that working group so that the motion is complete.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. Naming the task force now is appropriate. We already have Patty, Terry.
I'm interested.
Mary.
I'm interested, Dunway.
But if any of those people change and we put those names in there, does that going to disqualify the thing or do something?
It would just affect quorum.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Or if anybody wanted
Patty,
to join
Terry,
later,
Mary,
could they join after the fact if they weren't here today?
I'm actually very busy. It's Richard, but I think I'd like to be involved because I have a lot of experience on how to investigate irregularities in my line of work and in other things I've done in life.
Do working groups have quorum?
Good point.
I don't think so.
Patty, Terry, Don, Richard, and who else?
Me.
Mary.
And Mary.
Yeah.
That's five people. That's a lot.
Now,
that's plenty for a task force.
But nobody answered my question that if somebody else wanted to work on it, by putting these names in it, did that mean that nobody else can come on and maybe somebody else?
What you do is add an opening clause to it. That's all. These people have volunteered to work on this, and others may join.
You could say including but not limited to.
Hey.
Okay. This is Labari.
Unless you want to limit the number, mm-hmm. because it's going to be unwieldy soon. Lavarne?
Oh, just want to say that I don't think anyone from PFW is on the call, so we certainly need to allow.
That's what I'm thinking. So I think we should say that. I don't think you can have too many. Somebody might have some information, and we want them.
Well, Zarina is on this committee, evidently.
I think that's contraindicated in a conflict of interest. They should not be investigating themselves.
Mm. That's kind of interesting. Right?
They need to be consulted, and they need to be queried and maybe statements taken from them, but they shouldn't be part of the investigating committee.
That's true. You're right.
That makes good sense. Yeah. Pat, did you want to add the language naming these five people and anyone else who...
Just say including but not limited to.
Including but not limited to these, and then name these people. But not more than, do you want to cap it at a certain number?
I don't think we're going to have that problem because we're going to be having
included but not limited to then.
And
we'll end it at that. All right, any objections to that wording? Ted, does that clarify
what,
the wording for you?
And it would come after you establish a working group, comma, including but not limited to,
mm-hmm.
and then you list the names, and then comma, to ascertain facts.
Yeah, to ascertain facts. But what do we want to say about the PFW, their... as far as their participation, did we want to say something?
I don't think you need to. I think it would be understood that they would have a conflict of interest.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. The Elections Committee established a working group, including but not limited to Patty, Terry, Don, Mary, and Richard, to ascertain facts surrounding the WPFW delegates election for listener, sponsor, representative, directors, and if warranted, to develop a proposal for PNB action on this matter to be presented to the PNB at the next special or regular meeting.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
good.
That
is next.
I would suggest one thing, that you add people's last names in that list. We know each other,
too.
But for the motion you need
okay.
all the names.
Mm-hmm. I'll make it.
I would, too.
Mm-hmm.
And to exclude tomorrow's meeting, should it say next March meeting?
At the March special or regular meeting.
At the next March.
The next. Mm-hmm.
Next March special
a regular meeting.
Or the next special or regular meeting in March. That's a little less cumbersome.
There you go.
Wait, this is Ted.
Yes, Ted.
There's a meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't address this thing as quickly as possible, there are only 4 national face-to-face meetings in a year. It strikes me as we will have missed the opportunity to straighten this matter out before, with only 2 meetings to go.
But we're not going to have the facts by tomorrow. We're not going to have anything beyond what
we're hoping
now.
To have it by the March 24th meeting, Ted, that the task force will
right. Well, it would be.
That's
here.
Less than 24 hours away, this meeting.
Right.
We're not going to. And tomorrow's a holiday.
Okay, we were going to ask for at least authorization from the National Board tomorrow forward and do this.
Why?
No, I don't think we need authorization from the Board to do this. This is a member coming to the committee asking for an investigation. I think that's within our purview.
Yeah.
It's a vote of irregularity. Yeah, Terry?
Me too.
This issue is of such broad and important concern that it could call for a special meeting of this committee and then a special meeting of the PMB.
Yeah, because it affects
as soon as the recommendation is ready.
It impinges on future elections.
Mary?
I retract what I said. I'm sorry.
All right. Are there hearing no objections to this motion as read? We'll consider it adopted.
Wait.
Yes.
I have an objection to it.
You have an objection. All right. Sorry.
I think it's too weak. I'm just going to, you guys, I mean, I'll work on it, but all anybody has to do to know what was wrong is go back online to the webcast and listen to the D.C. chairperson's report on this election.
If there is one.
There is. She gave it. I sat right next to her when she read it, and I sat there and took notes and looked at it and went, okay, obviously they screwed up by what she reported. And she's from the majority faction, so she's given the credit of it being an admission. It's not the other side.
I see. You mean the report in D.C. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get
I just feel like...
I'm not sure what it is.
Sorry.
Look, what I'm trying to say is we are becoming an intolerable bureaucracy. And it's driving me crazy because some things are so damn obvious, and all we want to do is go form a committee and look at it and find up, do it again, and it'll be a month or two before this gets done. Believe me, I know how this works. And it's, you know, the PNB should have dealt with this when they were there. They had all the information. A bunch of them just chickened out and said, gee, I don't know what other side. All they had to do was listen to a report. There's something really, really unhealthy about this, folks, and it's driving me crazy. I became an attorney because I believed in justice, and I'm not seeing justice happen. I'm seeing peace happen, and I'm seeing more meetings and more meetings, and it's apparent on its face here that election was not done right. Those 2 ballots who were disqualified should not have been. They can be interpreted. Mary, you and I know how to do that. We were doing that today, remember?
And there are some guidelines for them that Les sent me that I could, and I'll put out too.
Carry on,
Jack.
No, one of them was because somebody put ABC instead of 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
can the member please calm down? I mean, come to order, please. Thank you.
Anyway, I'm just saying, I just feel like we ought to be passing a motion telling you that from what we know, at least I know from what I know, and I heard it, and I think some of the people here heard that report if they were paying attention, that election needs to be redone.
Terry, Terry is next. Richard, I'm glad you're on that work committee, and I think your work is already done.
Yeah.
But unless you're going to give a substitute motion, I think we should move on.
I'm frustrated. You know, it really that what we spend all our time talking and people don't, we don't do anything. And then we'll take it back up to them and they'll say, okay, let's send it back to the, you know, and I'll scream.
All right. The screaming is out of order. Terry is next and then Patty. Terry?
Yeah. PMB meeting. I was just going to point out that probably the directors on the call attended the meeting in D.C. and listened to the public comment. I've listened to the audio, so if Richard had a substitute motion, then we could consider it.
That is correct. Patty?
Mary?
I will make one immediately if somebody wants
it. Richard, excuse me, Patty is next, and then Mary, and then Richard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I do am concerned that this goes on, and then the members come again in March, and then it's the same people, and it just, it'll go too long, exactly like if there is something that needs to be done. I mean, I wouldn't mind something be done for to bring tomorrow night to the national board meeting. There is an elections committee agenda item that I asked for, and it was particularly for this. I don't know if there's enough information here to do something. I mean, I'm not opposed to, like, asking for something to be done right there. You know, I'm not sure what the board thinks of it and if it's going to be something that would pass, which is a concern of mine, but because I think this is obvious problem.
Point of
I don't
order.
Know what, if someone
point
else
of
has
order.
A...
Point of order, yes.
I have a motion, and Patty is just talking all over the place with her angst rather than with any direction.
Well, that's not really a point of order with a motion, but I'll put you on the stack after
Thank you,
Richard.
Chad.
Was I on the stack? I think I was.
Mary, and then Richard, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that thing that she said, and I agree with Richard in one sense, but I agree that any thinking person who's familiar with this stuff would deduce that. But I don't think it's nearly as strong as, for example, if, for example, we could get audio of the meeting, you know, where they said that this is an LSB meeting, and they then went ahead and did it, and they never went to delegates, that's it. Now, that's a clincher. There's no argument. Remember that we have people on this board who are going to be very much opposed to this. And even if they don't vote because they have a conflict of interest, they still influence people and so on. So I understand Richard's anger because, it's very frustrating, but I'd rather do it right and make sure we've got something. I don't think those few weeks make that much difference. If it's one meeting, it's one meeting, whatever. And maybe it's not even that. There's a lot of other stuff besides just those meetings. And I'd rather go ahead and get our ducks all in order. I wouldn't depend on just the one chair. I heard that too, what she said, and I hear what Richard, you know, I feel the same, but...
Point of privilege.
Richard is next, I believe. Yes, Terry?
I have to leave the call. I'm very late to work.
All right. Thank you so much.
But I'm volunteering for the committee if the motion passes as stated.
Thank you very much, Terry. All right. I think Richard is next.
Yeah, and Patty.
And then Patty.
Mm-hmm. How many members do we still have on?
Let's see. Well, everybody, why don't you just each say your names? I mean,
Don White.
And
Carolyn.
Patty. Carolyn. Richard.
Mary.
Ted. LaVarne, are you here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
LaVarne.
Patty. So we still have eight?
Well, I mentioned that. I think we have seven.
Is Wendy on? And LaVarne?
LaVarne's on.
Yeah, Wendy didn't say she... Did she say
no,
she was
she,
muted?
No, she's muted, I think.
Wendy, are you there? Well...
Yeah, okay. We have eight without Wendy.
Mm-hmm, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we still have a quorum.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make a substitute motion then.
Mm-hmm.
My substitute motion is that the PND order... that the election committee requests that the Pacifica National Board order a re-election for the listener delegates at WPFW based on the statement of the chair, which is available and archived, as to what happened, which demonstrates that ballots were improperly disqualified and that the ballots were taken from the voting place by an individual who was not specifically an election official. And that's,
do you have this in writing that you could send to us, Richard?
Oh, I just made it up as I went, like I often...
Let's see, I've got here the substitute motion that the PNB order a re-election of the delegates in of the WPFW delegates. Right, I didn't add that.
Actually, let me amend that and just say I'd like to order that they recount, they re-vote the people who were there. Because I think specifically that's what needs to happen. Certain people showed up for that election. Those people voted, and what happened was the count got screwed up. That was the group that should vote again, the same people. The only thing that was wrong is that it wasn't counted properly.
Right.
So whoever was there and voted should re-vote again, and those votes should be counted properly. And that would make it a proper election.
Point of information? Does the question of a delegate election come in here?
I don't know that that was a problem, but I don't also don't think that they taped this meeting, if I remember them saying, but if they did, then we would know.
I was told that it was a meeting called especially for the elections, and that was the business that was conducted.
That doesn't say.
If it was called one thing or the other, perhaps that's not the biggest issue.
I think it is.
All right, that raises another question. Ted, I think you were on the stack.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that I would like to ask Richard to amend that motion, and that we just tell the people in Washington to have another election for the the delegate members the listener sponsored members to the PNB. If I could just speak briefly to what I'm saying is that if we have to have the exact same people there and some don't show up, some that do, it just creates chaos. They ought to have another fresh election, and however it comes out, it comes out. But I agree in substance with what Richard is saying.
Can I speak to that? And the reason why I wanted it to be that way, if some of those people that are entitled to vote choose not to come, that's their reality. But the other problem is the balance of power that day of those people who chose to show up and who would have elected those people should be preserved, because otherwise if a couple of people, let's say on the majority side, decided not to come, and then they realize by them not coming, so they disqualified those ballots, now we'll have a new election, and we'll get to have the other people come back, and they won't have enough to get it done.
Okay.
That could be part of the game that was being played there, folks.
Madam Chair?
Point of order, whatever.
I hear that. Yes, excuse me, yes, go ahead.
I'm not on a point of order, I'm sorry.
So that's what I don't want to see, that kind of a game being allowed to manipulate, where you can do something that either gives it to you or start over again, and then you bring all your people back in who didn't show up.
Patty.
Madam Chair.
Patty, yes, go ahead.
This is Ted.
Patty, and then Ted.
Yeah, I think that's completely unwieldy, and I think that, you know, an election should just be, if you're saying that, then you might as well just count the ballots that were there.
Mm-hmm. And then we can't
except
do that.
For that they haven't been secured properly, but...
Well, you can't do that.
Right.
You know,
but also, too, I think a new election and who comes would be just a... I think it needs to be a new election. I don't think that one can control that element about who comes. And I think it's okay that whoever comes, if all 23 came and voted in a proper election, it would be okay. It would be proper.
I'm giving up.
All right.
We're
discussing the motion. I think Patty...
Allowing for election fraud.
Ted was
right.
On the list.
I don't... Patty has me here.
Ted is next, please. Ted?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ted, go ahead.
I would like to be able to just have a little bit of latitude here and talk to Richard back and forth for just a moment. And that is what I'd like to say is I kind of agree with Patty. We're talking about an election with 23 people voting. And what we really want is fair.
No, there was an election with 20 people that voted. That's how many people voted in that election.
Well,
Well, can he just finish his sentence? We got the back and forth, but
just wanted it to be factual.
Okay, but what we want is fairness, and we want the most representative group coming out of Washington to come forward to serve on the national board. And by excluding people, we're kind of going back to saying, okay, well, you know, I just think that we want fairness, and the way that Patty is describing it, and I guess I'm describing it, as ordering a fresh election with proper notice be ordered and let the chips fall where they may, but let's do it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say that I respectfully disagree that that's doing it right, because the only thing that was done wrong last time is that the majority screwed up the count. Now, to not still have the benefit from their error, that's a fundamental principle of law. And they didn't have their people there. They cannot void the election by screwing it up so that they can have them come back some other time. And I've seen this happen other places, and it just is not right to do that. You're giving those people who screwed it up a benefit of the doubt they don't deserve. It should. The only problem with that election was the counting of the ballots.
Right.
Who wanted to vote showed up. And those are the people who should be allowed to vote next time, because what we're doing is the count, not the election. You can vote me down, I don't care, but I think you people are not getting how this can be used to screw somebody and change the direction by...
Can the member please not make such conjectures about the screwing people and stuff?
Well, hey, listen, why do you think I got on this election committee? From the last election, that's why I'm here, folks, because I saw it happen 20 times in different ways and places.
Well, Richard, let Patty address your suggestion, because she had a motion. You've made another substitute motion. And there's a task force being proposed. Patty,
I'm fine, but, you know, you can't control what the people are. Just a point of, you know, discussion here, Richard. You can't then decide what the 20 people, that they're going to vote exactly the same way again either. Mm-hmm. So it's not really relevant that the people come or don't. I mean, perhaps there are people that, you know, mm-hmm. didn't make it from the minority side that could come again. We don't know. We can't control. What if some people can't come, or that people feel like that they are, you know, that they were disenfranchised this time around? I think it's just incumbent mm-hmm. upon us that the election committee request the PMB order the WPFW delegates to conduct a new election for the listener, sponsor, representative, mm-hmm. directors, and it should be before the meeting in March.
Mary Bird on the stack.
Go ahead, Mary, and then I'd like to say something.
Oh, well, I think Patty has a good point, because there's no way we can guarantee, even if you could demand and arrange for the exact same people. You cannot
That's
make
not what I'm saying.
Wait a minute.
People.
I'm just. Excuse me. I'm just going to finish. And then
one at a time, please. Yeah. Said
three times. I'm getting tired of this.
You can't guarantee that they're going to vote the same way. And the other thing is, yes, the problem is the count. We cannot fix the count by recounting, because the ballots are contaminated. So I don't know how you're going to fix a bad count of contaminated ballots. You cannot recount. So what can you do but have an election? You keep saying what's wrong, Richard, and I appreciate it totally, and I agree with you. But where is your remedy? It isn't a recount. When you say a revote, what are you talking about? You're actually talking about a new election. You can't prescribe that nobody wasn't that. It could be a crapshoot. You could lose that way, because all those people could change their minds. So I don't see why you attach such significance to not allowing anybody to come in there. I don't see that it's even legal to do that.
It seems, if I may interject here, it seems to me that we're going around in circles.
Mm-hmm.
This probably is something that the task force should resolve.
Right. I'm going to
Richard,
go ahead and do what you want to do. You know, I'm done arguing this.
Richard, your points are well taken. I hear your frustration, and I think you have a good argument. I think if you could persuade the task force to come back to us with that, you might have a stronger case. Would you consider withdrawing your substitute motion and let the task force
this Patty?
Form itself?
You know, I'm ready to just go off the call. I've had a long, hard day, and I'm frustrated.
Well,
with the PNB, I'm frustrated with this committee right now, and I am frustrated with the lack of people understanding how manipulations can take place in elections and people can get screwed. Anyway, you guys do what you want to do. I got to go get a rest because I got a lot of work to do tomorrow. Good night.
Remember, please remain on the call to have quorum so we can settle this issue. And I would like to speak on this.
Patty.
I'm concerned that this. I would prefer to bring this to the meeting tomorrow night as a motion directing them to conduct this new election within 15 days, if that's an amendment, because I think that we can't wait. Now, the task force is, the task force could meet, several of us could meet tomorrow. I'm wondering how many of us on the task force could meet even for a couple of hours tomorrow to review the audio and to just see what was actually said and to bring this. I mean, I the committee doesn't have to necessarily. I can bring it personally.
Patty, we have two motions here. One is to vote tonight to give you a motion to carry asking for a new election.
Right.
And you're suggesting that be amended to within 15 days. And the other is the motion we've already looked at, which we have not passed because there's an objection.
Right.
And that was to form a task force.
Mm-hmm.
What is your pleasure?
okay. Perhaps to change this, we could, perhaps what could happen is to just change the word, the regular meeting in March, to the next meeting, next special or regular meeting, which would allow it to be tomorrow night would be special or regular at the next one. Don't name March. And if the group can come tomorrow with the audio quotes and this background, perhaps it's enough to ask for it tomorrow evening.
Mary Burke, I have an alternate idea.
Yes, Mary.
What if we vote? Let's
hey,
vote
Wendy.
On. Let's vote. Hey, Wendy. Let's vote on both of them. With the proviso that we go to the PNB and we demand that they have a re-election. If they vote that down, the task force goes to work in the way of Patty's original motion. Because if we don't need the task force to be asking permission to have an election. That we don't need to combine them that way. The task force, its work would be if the PNB doesn't okay this re-election tomorrow. So does that make sense to people? Have I made it clear?
That makes excellent sense to me. Anybody? Patty, I'm sure it had stayed on to give us a legal opinion, but it sounds good to me, Patty.
Yeah, I just want to see if the PNB turns it down. I guess one can make a motion at that meeting.
No, we don't need it at that meeting. Our election committee doesn't need their permission to form this task force. So we privately have two motions, one of which is null and void. If the first one passes, the task force one fails. I mean, it's null and void. But if the first one fails tomorrow in the PNB, then the task force motion goes into effect.
Okay.
I like the idea of asking for the election within 15 days, however.
Yeah, well, because they have to have a time limit. They're
mm-hmm,
not going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to have the election, you got to say, and that seems,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
Patty?
Okay, how about, okay, here's a, all right, how could that be said? How about,
well, Richard's motion that he had, that the PNB order a new election based on the statement of the PNB chair, based on statements of the PNB chair at the January meeting.
Not the PNB chair.
I'm sorry, the WPFW. Yeah, I wrote WPFW, sorry.
Due to statements made by the WPFW
chair in the March
at
the PNB March meeting in D.C.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think we're getting too involved. It's a much simpler motion than this. Can I offer it?
Well, as a substitute for the substitute, you want to amend Richard's motion. Go ahead.
I move that the election, what are we, the Pacific
Elections
and
Committee.
National Board Election Committee recommend to the PNB that the listener-sponsored election to the PNB in Washington be considered null and void and that a new election be held.
And is that something we're legally free to do?
Ooh, anything. Well, recommending is not as strong as going there and asking them to do it, but I'm not going to argue about it.
Well,
yeah,
they can say that it's not legal. That's always a possibility.
Yeah.
Would you consider, Patty, do you want that amended within to add the 15-day proviso?
And you don't have that based on anything, right, Ted? It's just they're supposed to do it, but you don't give them any reason.
This is what
she was asking me a question.
Yeah.
And my answer is that argumentation as to why and wherefore does not belong in a motion unless you're making a whereas motion, which I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to know why. They can figure that out for themselves, and Patty can argue it in debate.
Discuss a little bit?
Patty, yes. My question to you, Patty, was do you want to amend that to include 15 days, and is that all right with Ted?
That's fine with me.
Mm-hmm. Within 15 days, and be held within 15 days.
All right. What I was going to say that might make the motion a little more powerful somehow. I have not heard the statements made. I remember the chair's statements, but I don't recall them completely. But I would, if there is some way to say, due to elections irregularities, including illegal disqualification of votes and insecure ballots, the election committee requests something. I mean, would that be appropriate to put that?
Don White here?
Or not, yes.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, I actually think Patty is onto something here. I would oppose calling for this new election based on the statement by the LSB chair solely. I mean, I think what is going to happen tomorrow if this is presented is that there are going to be four people on the PNB whose seats we're asking to be null and void and so on. So they're going to ask, on what basis is the election committee doing this? And I think Patty is correct. There are two major flaws in that election. I've observed elections in El Salvador and Mexico. One of them is the custody of the ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Any process that has the ballots taken home by one person who is not an absolutely objective observer, that is like a major flaw. So I would say the custody of the ballots and also the improper counting of the ballots. And I think that's much stronger than saying that the LSB chair kind of indicted the process through her comments. That can be argued, but I think it's not good to have that in the motion.
I agree with you.
I think the other two violations are the very strong violations, even if most of the people agreed that he could take those home because the computer wasn't working. It's such an egregious violation of election process to have the ballots go home with a single individual that that alone would kind of indict the process. So I think citing the irregularities is better than citing a statement by an LSB chair?
One.
Is it?
Patty?
You know, I agree. I mean, I can listen tomorrow to see that she says, yes, this is what happened, which could be background information if that comes out of it. But the, basically, I think nobody has disagreed that there were ballots were disqualified and that these went home with a single person and things like that. So maybe to keep it as simple and just as argument background, since I can't, I don't want to be, you know, bring something that I'm not sure of myself.
A point of information, Don, this is
yes.
a question to Don. Do you see a problem with citing the chair's statement along with your other two arguments? I understand your rationale.
I
agree with it, but
I don't see it. See, if we're not going to form this working group and investigate and collect evidence and collect the statement and present this in a professional way, a real, you know, that's why I've been fairly quiet, because I think we're rushing towards something, and if you rush towards something, you can be darn sure the four PNB members from Washington are going to try to refute that, and the chair from Washington is going to say, my statement has been misinterpreted, taken out of context, misrepresented. So if we're not going to do this correctly, then we have to go with the most solid, objective facts, I think, that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember Susan, oh, not Susan, I remember Carol, is it?
Yeah, Carol Wolf.
Carol Wolf. I remember that clearly she was not speaking in order to give ammunition to those who want to invalidate that election. What she did was she gave some ammunition to those who want to invalidate it, but I think that her statement should be cited by people who are making an oral argument, but shouldn't go into the motion, because there's going to be a wide variation of what she said and what it meant and interpretations, and it's not going to just be those four PNB members, or those three PNB members are not just going to say, well, that's right, we, you know. There's going to, it'll be a battle royal.
Mm, mm. Mary Berg here.
Yes, Mary.
Well, I think you, I take your point, Don. I think it's worth to hear her speech, though, because
yes.
if in fact there is that audio, that the audio of that meeting is not complete. So I don't know whether she's even on it, but if she is, and she actually says, we decided to interpret the ballots in this way, and we decided to throw them away, or whatever it is. I can't remember her exact language. It could be that there's no interpretation possible. She just says, this is a red apple, or whatever. So it certainly is worth for Patty to listen to it.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
If it's not solid, then don't put it in. But if it is solid, then you can put it in, because that she has, and you're making these allegations because the chair of the LSB has said them, that that's what they did. So I just think it depends on, you know, how strong the language is.
Mm.
And the other thing is, we have to make sure that those people, those four people, are certainly disqualified from participating. That's a conflict of interest.
You mean in a vote on the PNB?
Or a discussion.
Or they won't even have
a
voice, you mean?
Yes.
Well, they can't partake of the discussion or the vote on this issue because they have a total conflict of interest.
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
I think that would be the chair would have
but,
to.
But we have to
on that.
Insist on that.
Well,
otherwise it's kind of a farce.
Well, then we're looking now at a motion, two motions simultaneously. If we pass one, it's with the understanding that we're going to move right to a vote to the second one. So that both of these things will be there, the motion for a new election and the motion for to form a task force. Is that correct? Does everybody understand?
Yeah, and the one, the first one is we bring it tomorrow, and the second motion is form
correct.
A task force. The second mm-hmm. only kicks in if the first one fails.
Would you like me to read what I've finessed now for the one?
The first one, yes.
Mm-hmm. The second one.
No, not the task force one.
The first
right,
one.
The other one. Okay.
The first one.
Due to elections irregularities, including illegal disqualification of votes, and insecure ballot handling procedures, the PNB Elections Committee orders the WPFW delegates to conduct a new election for the listener sponsor representative directors within 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds good. Are there any objections to that?
This is Ted.
Yes, Ted.
Did she say that this committee is ordering?
Mm-mm.
Recommending.
Elections Committee recommends the PNB order.
Mm-hmm.
May I say strongly recommends that the PNB order or require?
Point of order?
Yes.
This committee, let's word it the way this committee is recommending to the PNB, right?
Right.
So we just say resolve that the PNB orders a new election, and then the PNB decides if they're going to pass it or not?
No, we have to say that we're recommending it, I think, don't we?
Why?
I don't know, because that's our advisory function.
Yeah, we're advisory function. So we strongly mm-hmm. recommend that the PNB require. That's our motion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But then the PNB has to then change the wording when they pass it.
Right. They can accept that recommendation and then do it or not do it. I mean, they can. They don't get to amend this. They accept it or reject it.
Right.
And if we make it, they accept it, and then they either act on it or do not act on it.
But they have to amend it. They can't put it in their motion, in their thing that they pass at the PNB that the election committee recommends.
They move to order a new election. That's their motion.
Well, how about, I hear what Wendy's saying, that, like, Castrite, I mean, if it's being brought by the elections committee, then we don't really have to strongly recommend the stuff that could be, because the PNB, then it would be due to elections irregularities, including illegal disqualification of votes and insecure ballot handling procedures. The PNB requires the WPFW delegates to conduct a new election for listener sponsor representative directors within 15 days.
I think orders is better than requires.
Ted, what is your take on this language?
I think the substance of it is fine, and I don't think that this word tweaking is all that important. The bottom line is, are they going to have a new election in Washington or not?
No, my question is, can this committee include the word orders the PNB to require, or requires the PNB to have a new election, or do we only recommend?
I think we should recommend, but word tweaking doesn't matter. The bottom line is what I said, whether they're going to have a new election.
Yeah, all right. The question is our role, and I suspect it's strongly recommend,
because every time I've asked, that's what I've been told.
Yeah.
The election committee strongly recommends that the PNB...
Strongly urges the PNB to...
Requires.
Requires?
Well, the PNB requires the delegates at WPFW...
Well, it just orders them to.
Orders?
Yeah. That's what she had in the first place.
I wouldn't. Yeah, that's
well, that's harsh, undiplomatic language. I think requires is the nice Nellyism for that phrase.
The PNB requires the WPFW delegates to conduct a new election
In 15 days.
In 15 days.
Right. Now, do we need a vote on this? Are there any objections to that wording and language?
Let me think about it. I haven't really talked about this a lot because I think that Richard, and I'm just going to call a listener, Richard believes that he knows the facts, but I don't think that everyone knows the facts on this. I think they need to be laid on the table. But the number one issue, like we said,
I can't understand you too well.
I can talk a little louder. Can you hear me now?
Are you on speakerphone?
Yeah,
that's better. That's good. Thank you.
In terms of the facts of the case, and we know that the number one issue was that the ballots, and they pointed out it was the security, where the ballots were allowed to be taken. And the ballots, and that, so then when you come to the election, see, I would really phrase it in terms of the information that Patty, did you receive this information from Jane Gatewood in terms that there was a vote there in LSB and that in the decision the motion was not to rescind, but that, you know, taken from CFW, I don't know, from some individuals, they believe that there's still, the issue has not been resolved because of the issue of the security of the ballot, and that that is an issue that they would like to raise, they would like to take it back to the PNB and to rule that the election should be rescinded. So, and I think that in terms of the election committee could rule in support of this request to rescind the motion to rescind the acceptance of the results of the election. And I think that if our motion was to say that we're in support of this and taking this to this PNB, like I said, because I think it's a little harsh to say harder. And you know, and you know, and we all know, in terms of, you know, there have been irregularities at numerous stations, and we have not moved in full force and say, redo your election. So you know, and I think that all of us need to be aware and sensitive to the fact that you know, if we're selecting this to the PFW, there are certain ramifications there. I'm just saying that we should that there was the notion to rescind. That we have the majority rule, and that the minority would like to, you know, has the minority position is that you know they would like to be that the in state motions, the motion to rescind should be, and that there should be an election, and that the election committee has heard this and is in support of this minority position on the PFW board in something effect.
You know, I had a little trouble hearing you. So what is your bottom line recommendation?
My bottom line recommendation is that the Elections Committee would be in support of the minority position on the PFW board to support the motion to rescind to rescind the acceptance of the PNB election results, and that and supports the request for a new election.
Point of information, are you making a whole amendment, a new motion, or are you, I mean, we have language that we were almost going to vote on, and it's
Mary,
kind of,
your question is kind of like not very clear and kind of roundabout. I made a statement, so that's
is that meant to be a motion, to a substitute motion? That's my question.
Are we still in discussion? Can we kind of discuss what I
yes,
said?
Yes. She's making a point.
I have
Mary,
a point.
It's
of,
not at the point of a motion yet.
I have a point of order.
Patty?
I think that motion would kind of be out of order at this time because the PFW delegates have, or the LSB or whoever it was, already voted to rescind and voted not to, so our recommendation now that we support the minority to rescind is sort of after the fact.
Mm.
So the language would have to be different than that.
You mean because we're a subcommittee?
Yeah,
we're a committee of the PNB, you mean?
It's already happened.
Mm.
So what we, I think the argument has to go along the lines of the violations of Robert's rules and things were done, and I don't know.
I
don't know. Those are facts. I think those are pretty much facts. I don't know, LeVar, I don't know what exactly, how you could change your resolution to make it, you know, that, because they've already voted.
Right. Well, I understand, but I guess if I kind of like thought through, they've already voted, but the majority rule, and the minority does not want to hear. Clear is that the irregularity of the ballots not being secure is the point, as Terry O'Donnell was saying, is the point is in terms of an election that this is the point that they think should be is providing calls for the call for the election. And the fact is that they did vote, the majority ruled that it was okay. The minority is still not satisfied, and they would like this to be PNB. So that's what we're supporting, their request to, since that was defeated in their LSC, or as the point also was made about, it wasn't defeated in a meeting of the delegates, but in an LSC, so. There's a little point there, but that's what we're basically doing. We're not saying that this has to be done, but we're supporting the minority on the PFW board.
This is Patty.
Yes, Patty.
I think that though, you know, when a board votes like that and it doesn't pass, there's only the people on the prevailing side, I believe, can ask for, well, that would be at that meeting, but there would have to be another motion to rescind, and that already happened. It would have to be worded completely different for the motion to even be brought forward to do this again. Somehow the PNB has to make some decision here to, ask that, and I understand it can be finessed the motion here,
Madam Chair, may I speak, please? This is Ted.
Yes, Ted, go ahead.
Well, you sound tired, and I feel
yeah.
tired.
Me too, I'm tired too.
Yeah, I bet.
I think we need to stop for a minute and stop talking, and somebody needs to collect their thoughts. I think it's Patty. And I think she needs to draft a motion. I think we're all in agreement that there needs to be a new election in Washington. How the motion is phrased is what we're having problems with. So could Patty, since she's the one who initiated this, can she stop? Can we take a two-minute recess and let her draft a motion?
Well, I think the question LeBaron raises is going to take more than 2 minutes to resolve.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how to address that. I don't know what Patty wants to do, whether she wants to continue with our original plan or take LeBaron's points into consideration, which are serious. I don't know if LeBaron would consider offering a substitute motion, which is... probably what her points are leading up to. It just makes a whole different change in direction here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me understand, because I've printed it out here, like the arguments presented in support of the motion to rescind. Now, this is from Jane Gatewood. I mean, the question is, can we say that this is coming from the minority on the PFW board?
I don't know if you could actually say that. This is her argument, so I couldn't say that. But, I mean, I wouldn't want to say that.
Right.
So you're not comfortable going forward with that argument, Patty?
I'm bringing it forward in a way. I wouldn't want to say that because I don't know if it's true or not.
The motion that the minority on the PFW board is not in support of this motion to rescind the people, because there was a vote, and that some of the members of this minority are not. You're saying you got this information. It's not from some of those people who voted to rescind.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I could just say, I was with Jane in Washington. She drove me around a bit for some errands, and she told me she actually voted with those who wanted to... I can't believe this, but she told me she voted to accept the election and move forward.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if I'm confused about that. It seems to me that Jane Gateway, is it?
Gatewood.
Mm-hmm. Gatewood. Mm-hmm. That she said that she actually voted to accept the election. So I'm not sure we should get into how, you know, who's the minority, who's the majority. I think it's confusing.